Kia ora and welcome back. I just started talking into the mic before I turned it on. Anyway, hello, welcome back to the show. And I'm very excited to have on the line with me right now Patrick from Softbate, who have their new single Plot Points out today. Good morning, Patrick.
Buena, how's it going?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, real good, mate. Just having my morning coffee.
And much needed. Much needed. Yeah. And you're waking up to an exciting day for yourself. Plot Points is out. Congratulations, first of all. It's really great song. Why don't you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, sure. So it's our third and final single off our forthcoming album, debut album. And it's kind of a bit of a different one from our first two we've put out, in that, you know, it's a bit more emotive and a bit more like, I don't know, a bit more gothic maybe. And like, we brought on board a friend of ours, Louisa Nicklin, to sing on it, which really adds this kind of nice layer to it as well. And I think we obviously released these two songs that were pretty loud and pretty raucous and just to kind of, you know, show who we are and what we're doing. But I think this song really kind of gives a bit more insight to some of the other songs that are on the album.
Right.
A few more layers to what we're doing rather than just, you know, straight down the middle post-punk stuff.
So was this a bit of a kind of experimental album for you guys?
Yeah, in the sense that it was an album that we made as the first of time of us all coming together, you know? I mean, so it kind of formed with myself having been overseas and not been in a band for 3 years. And then I came back and I had ideas of music I wanted to play. And then I met up with Josh the singer, and he had poetry and lyrical stuff that he had been sitting on for, you know, a few years as well. And so when we all came together, the sort of songs all just kind of morphed, and the album as a result of just like basically putting a line in the sand and being like, we want to record and just make something of it. And that was also a bit of a result of being COVID times and not actually being able to play. And we've, you know, felt like the project wasn't going anywhere because we couldn't play any live shows, but so we were like, let's just record these songs, and just what it is what it is. And that's now become kind of the sound of Softbait, which is
sounds like a marriage made in heaven, really. So lockdown a few months ago now, so this has been a long time coming, really.
So I came back 2020 just before things kind of kicked off, and since then have been trying to get this project kind of underway. And yeah, we started recording this album mid-2021, and then intermittently couldn't record it and could record. So it's been like a year and a half of like, since the project sort of started, maybe even 2 years now.
Wow.
But yeah, it's been a few months, well, maybe half a year now, that we've actually been able to play shows and kind of put things out. And it's been really exciting to finally have people listening to it after kind of sitting on it for some time.
Yeah, and how was that kind of whole experience of getting to perform again? Were you like, oh, I'm a bit rusty, or was it kind of really natural for you?
Yeah, it first felt like it was going to be like that, but you know, it's really, I feel like we were just so excited. We'd been practicing so much. When we had recorded the album, we'd listened to the album so much that the songs were already kind of pretty ingrained in our brains. That it felt like, you know, as a group, we had already kind of realized the songs, you know? It's quite a different process from some of the other bands I've been in, where you kind of are developing songs as you're playing live in that setting.
So, as someone who's been kind of in a couple of bands, what is special about Softbait? What's different for you?
Oh, that's a good question. I think probably now that we're all a bit older and have a bit more kind of things to say, I think particularly meeting Josh and what he does with vocally with the band has really elevated a lot of stuff that I write melodically. I think he's bringing kind of some really interesting thoughts and conversations to our songs. And yeah, I feel like that is something different for us.
Yeah, isn't that strange? As a teenager, you think you know the answers to everything. And then you grow up and then you actually have answers to things. It's very scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you guys are kicking off a North Island tour, which, yeah. I mean, fuck the North Island. I don't care about that. When are you doing the South Island?
Yeah, I mean, we would love to get down, because actually, all bar Ezra, we're all from actually Dunedin. We all grew
up
in Dunedin,
God, this is so rude.
So it is very rude to all the listeners of the South Island that we're not down there this year. We're going to make it happen. It's just one of those things where everything we've been doing so far is just off the skin of our own teeth. So we're just trying. And yeah, we haven't had enough time and played enough shows to really build up that kitty, basically, to afford to come down to the South Island. But it's on the cards, and we're going to make it happen. But yeah, unfortunately, we just weren't able to wrangle it this November. Everyone's bloody busy, and everyone's touring at the moment, which is incredible for New Zealand music. I was like trying to book shows for November, and everything and everyone was stacked.
Well,
it'll make for a good end of the year for music.
Yeah, well, a great summer. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. And good luck for your summer. Good luck for your day. Must be an exciting day for you. What are you up to for the rest of it?
I am just working from home today. So I'm going to be probably working away on my computer half the day, but also at my own leisure and time. So I'll be enjoying the release of the song.
Yeah, sure. It's release day. It's not a work day for you, you know.
Yeah.
Hey Patrick, congratulations. It's such a cool song.
Thank you.
The rest of your work has been so cool, and can't wait to hear the whole album. Have a wonderful day.
Cheers. Thank you for chatting.
And that was Patrick from Softbait. Really cool band, lovely bunch of guys, really talented. Anyway, here is their new song, Plot Points. Enjoy.
Mothers will not know. I hear a weep from a humble abode. The damage is done. Panthers fought in snakes, convictions of a fool. Listen.
Tell me where have you been?
How old are you now? all.